This morning. What we're doing here is we're getting charged up to take everything that we're learning in here outside the four walls, to start evangelizing, to start telling people how good God is, start telling people how good Jesus is and how he changed your life. They said that it'll be set free by the word of their testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Change our hearts.
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Your love is the air that I'm breathing.
glory is dead. You owe my name. And I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Yeah! Woo! You're glorious, God. You're so beautiful, Lord. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Jesus. Lift up and shout and praise.
If you're thankful for the authority that's been given to you through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the name of Jesus Christ, give God a shout today. Come on.
Come on.
If God is for us, who can be against us, family? Let's praise Him today for that.
Not today, not today, not today.
bow. And as your love
is wave after wave
crashes over me, crashes over me, you are full.
Lift your hands in worship. Lift your hands in praise and reverence. He has done great things. If he never does another
You're
thing other than salvation,
Jesus.
He is worthy of your praise.
Come on.
Come on, church. God, we walk, we worship you, we glorify you in this house. We reverence you.
Yes,
King of Kings.
You're worthy.
We thank you, Jesus.
That is some good news, that God is for you and he's not against you. Amen. That just causes faith to rise in my heart. A family, right now is a chance to have a time of prayer and praise. And we have these prayer and praise cards, and our ushers are just coming down the aisle. If you have a prayer request or you have a praise report, just grab one from them right now and fill it out for us. In a moment, we're going to ask you to come forward, and we just hand this in to the person who's praying for you. We're going to pray right now. Anybody that has, just reach out, and James will give you one, Prudencio. And we believe in the power of prayer. Amen. We believe that when we pray, God is for us. He's wanting to help us in every situation of life. And I just want to read out right now. We had a couple of praise reports. Maria said that her mom was in the hospital for possible amputation of her right leg. And she was in the hospital for over a month, but yesterday she was released. That's an answer to prayer right there. Amen. Man, we're standing here on two legs. We don't even know what that feels like to be facing the possibility of an amputation. That's something to give praise to God for. And then Bruce said that his brother's granddaughter, Shelby, with Crohn's disease, was told by the doctor that she needs no surgery, no more tubes, no bag. She's gaining weight, and she feels great. Thank God for healing children. Amen? It's wonderful. If you ever have a praise report, we want to hear it, because we pray and we believe, and we hear some testimonies, but it really helps other people's faith. Because when you hear, you know that God is not a respecter of persons. What he will do for one, he'll do for someone else, right? We're all his children. And we have a couple of prayer requests that are here. And I'm going to read them out to you. And we're going to believe God together. But right now I'm going to call our prayer team to come forward. And these are people that are filled with faith. They believe that when they pray, I know that when they pray, we believe God hears us and he answers prayer. If you're standing here today and you have a prayer request for yourself, for someone else in your life, someone that you know, if there's a sickness that you're dealing with, if you want help in the area of your finances, God, I need your provision. Maybe it's in your marriage, you're facing some challenges. Come on out right now. Right now, we're going to sing one more song, and we're going to worship God. Those of you that are still standing in your seats, just take this time to worship God. It's his presence that fills this place. That's what touches people's lives. And if you need prayer, don't hesitate now. Come on out. I want to tell you that there's Anna's brother is in hospital, and he's having breathing issues, and we're praying and believing God. Family, are you believe with us? Let's just stretch our hands out right now. Father, we pray for Anna's brother right where he is in that hospital. We pray for, we just rebuke all sickness off of his body right now. We ask, Father, that his breathing just come back to normal, whatever respiratory problems he has, if there's infection, Father, that it just clears up right now. Thank you for wisdom upon those doctors, but we thank you for your supernatural touch upon his body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And then someone else is praying for their family for salvation. Anybody here have family members that you praying that would draw close to God? Come on, let's just lift your hand up. You're representing those people right now. Father God, we know that Jesus, you came to seek and to save those who are lost. Those who are far from God, you came to draw them close to God. And so every person, Father, that we in our lives, in our family, we lift them up before you. We pray, Father, that they will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray that the blinds would fall off of their eyes and that they would see the light of the gospel. We pray, Father, that you would bring people across their path, laborers across their path that would speak words of life that they hear and receive, Father. In Jesus' name, we're trusting you. You said you and your household shall be saved. So we pray for those in our lives. And we thank you for working. We thank you that right now, even when we don't see it, you are working in their lives, drawing them unto yourself. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Prayer is always our first response, not our last resort. Amen. We don't wait for them on their deathbed. we say now, Lord, do something now in their lives. Amen. If anyone needs prayer as we begin this last song, just those of you in your seats begin to worship. And anyone who needs prayer, slip out of your seats and come down and have prayer today.
I just want to say, we just thank you, Jesus. If you're not winning souls outside of church and you've been saved for over 1 year, even more than 3 months, I just ask that you come up and get prayer to just ask Jesus for boldness, because we're going to start stepping out. And this, the ministry doesn't happen in this church. It happens outside of these four walls. So I'm just asking, if you have never even won a soul to somebody, it's not something to be embarrassed of. It's not something to be, it's we're going to start doing this. We're going to start making it a culture to do this. And you have to step out and ask for that boldness, or else it's never going to happen. And that's all we're called to do. That's what Jesus said whenever he left. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, don't sit in the church and do your Sunday duties and just do your thing. He said, I want you to go out into all the world. This is where you get fueled up, and then all week long you're going out there. At work, at school, where you're hanging out, at the bar where you're going. Just talking to people how much you love Jesus, what he's done for you. And if you're not seeing that, come up and get some prayer for that, because you're going to see him move in your life and work and do amazing things in you. So just pray that cuts in the best possible way.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you never fail me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness.
Your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
Come on.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
Come on.
I'm still in your hands. Confidence, you never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
Come on.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence.
Let's go. I see you move.
I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe, I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe,
hey,
I see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe, I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way.
Anything for him, you'd lose your life for him, because he laid down his life for yours. He said, you're my child, you're my chosen, you're the one I want, you're the one I sacrifice myself for. You're worthy of every bit of love he has to give you, so just receive it.
Oh my gosh, that's some good praise right there. You know what's good praise? Good praise is praise that comes from the heart, right? I know what I sound like when I praise, and that's not any good. But I know what comes out of the heart is that worship, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God. It's beautiful. Family, welcome to church today. We're going to take a moment. This is a minute mingle. Just turn around, find some people that you do not know and mingle for a minute. You get to meet each other. There's so many wonderful people in church today. So glad that you're here. Welcome to those that are watching on our live stream or watching on Facebook Live. We're so glad you've joined us. We pray you just get comfortable and just be a part of the service today. But welcome. We're so glad you're here today. I saw a number of new faces today. I saw some faces we haven't seen in a long time. But we are so glad that you're in church with us this morning. Amen. I'm excited because, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And, the Holy Spirit, what he does is he takes the information of God and he makes it a revelation to us. You might say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that he'll take the pages, the words off the pages of your Bible, and he'll make them real to you. And that's what we believe in God. He'll make them relevant to your life. Don't we need that? We don't need to just read more words, but we need the revelation from the Holy Spirit. And I believe that in this atmosphere, that's what we can expect this morning, right? As we hear the Word of God, we're hearing God speak to us personally about our lives. That's our prayer for you today, that you'll hear from the Lord this morning. Amen. And I just want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time. We greeted numerous first-time visitors today, and we're so glad that you've come. But if you are here for the first time, we want to honor you. Our ushers have got a visitor pack. They just like to a gift bag. They'd like to give you right where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you just wave your hand that we could welcome you? God bless you. God bless you. Come on, ushers, right up here. Keep it up until they see you. Thank you, James. Keep it moving. Ray, let's come forward here too. Thank you. Keep wave around. Come on, family. Who's gonna join the usher team? Come on. We need some more hands on deck here. But in visitors, we're so glad that it's your first time here. We pray that it'll be an enjoyable experience, that you'll receive something today that you need in your life. And in that bag's a couple of things. One is a teaching CD from Pastor Steve. We put it in there hoping it'll be an encouragement, a faith builder for you in the week. And there's a white card. Just take a moment. There's a card in there that if you just fill it out, it says guest. Just fill it out. At the end of the service, we pass an offering bag by. Just drop it in. Pastor would love to give you a call, find out how you enjoyed the service. And please come and say hi to us afterwards. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, while Pastor Steve's coming up, let me just say that we live stream every service on our website, which is ascendchurch.us. And you can go ahead, and if you're ever out of town, you can watch that. You can share that with other people for them to watch it. We're on Facebook Live. We're streaming right now. And that, what I love about that is that it is archived. So I can go in the week and say, you know, that message was just for someone in my life that I know that would really use that. I could share it with them. So go ahead and like that, share those things. They're all tools of sharing the gospel. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Steve.
Am I on? You're on. Muted. 1, 2. Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you today. And I've got to just commend you, particularly our new guests, getting here on Time Change Sunday. Come on, give him a round of applause. You did good just to get here today on Time Change Sunday. Switched on. It's on green. It's on. Can you hear me? Hear me now? There you go. Can you hear me now? 1, 2. No, I'm not on.